What we think and how we think really matters. Welcome to Jewish Meditation with Rabbi G, making every day count. Today, I want to discuss the idea of thinking, of thought. We all know, of course, that we try not to do the wrong thing. We also know that what we say, you know, words matter. Words can affect us, they can affect other people. But is what we think important and how we think? So we know that Kabbalah teaches us that the soul, the raw material of the soul, is made up of 10 powers, the power of intellect, which is distinct from thinking, it's just the power of intellect, the power to intellectualize, cognition, the power of emotion, and so on. But then we have what's called three levushim, three garments, and the three garments in Kabbalah are these three ways that we express our soul, we express our ideas, we express our feelings. The first is the garment that is very close to us, the one called thought, machshava, the idea of thinking. Thinking is a form of expression of what we are going through and what we're experiencing. It's just that it's a expression to ourselves. Dibur, speech, is how we express what we are feeling or what we are thinking to other people. We explain a concept to others. We express love or fear, or hate, or love to other people. And then, of course, there's action, maaseh. Machshava, dibur, and maaseh. Thought, speech, and action, our emotions and our ideas and our thinking and our intellectualizing drives what we do. Sometimes in a good way, sometimes not in such a good way. Now, when it comes to action, of course, we know we have a choice. The choice is, do we do it or don't we do it? So if it's a good thing, it's a kindness, a mitzvah, we can choose to do it and to engage in something positive or not to do it. Or we can stay away from something wrong. We can choose to indulge and eat things that are unhealthy for us. We can choose to be cruel or nasty to other people, or we can choose to refrain and not do that. Speech, sometimes it's difficult, but we can choose the words that come out of our mouth. We can think. We can first think before we speak. We have that pause. We can pause. We can decide and make decisions based on ideas and education and value judgments. And we can decide not to speak or yes to speak. Sometimes communication is very complicated. We need to know and learn sometimes how to speak and say things that are difficult for us, like having difficult conversations. We have to learn how to be self-controlled. But thought is a little bit different, because thought is hard to control, or is it? Now, there's no question that initial thoughts that come into our mind are certainly hard to control. When someone says something to us that we don't like, we have that feeling of anger that comes. We have an invading thought that somehow plagues us, or a thought of judgmentalism for other people, the thought of jealousy, a thought of, you start to think, oh, I wish I had that, and that kind of thing. So it's very difficult to control our thinking. So what we learn and what we understand is the following. Because thinking is so close to us that we never stop thinking. That's another problem. It's hard to control because we cannot stop. We always have to think. So for the most part, and for most people who are normal and have regular emotions and regular reactions, we understand that the initial thought is very difficult. The initial thought we cannot control, and therefore we should never judge ourselves or be hard on ourselves for having initial thoughts of guilt, of jealousy, of anger, of hate, or any other toxic emotion that we start thinking about that comes into our consciousness. We should never, ever be upset or feel down the fact that we even entertain those thoughts, because that's just a normal human being. We have weaknesses in our personality, and it expresses ourselves in the way we think, and we shouldn't beat ourselves up for having those thoughts. But even when it comes to thinking, we need to understand two things. First of all, thought does matter. The way we think about other things and ourselves actually has an effect. We have this concept that if we think positively about something, we generate positivity. If we think positively about other people, if we think positive thinking has an effect. Often we talk about the idea of bitachon, trusting in Hashem. We have a crisis. We have a challenge that we're going through. There was one of the famous Hasidic rabbis who said in Yiddish, "Trach gut vet zayn gut," think good and it will be good. What he meant to say was, think about your faith in God. Think about trusting God, letting go, thinking that He could provide and He can save and He can heal. And just the thinking itself creates that space for the positivity to take place. So thinking really matters. And second thing we have to understand is that actually we do have a choice. We don't have a choice about the initial thought. We don't have a choice about the initial thought. But we do have a choice either to continue and sustain that thinking, ruminate over what that person said to me, ruminate over the guilt, ruminate over the jealousy, the anger, the hate, the complaints, the criticism. We can ruminate and harm ourselves spiritually, emotionally, psychologically, and sometimes even physically, and just build up and make it worse, the anxiety or the guilt feelings or the hatred, and it becomes even physically harmful. Or we have the choice to stop ruminating, to stop thinking about it, and to distract ourselves away from that thought. How do we do that, however? See, here's the problem, because we can stop speaking, we can stop doing, but we cannot stop thinking. So we have this principle of distracting ourselves away from bad thinking, which we should, but how do we stop thinking? You can't stop thinking. One of the ways, of course, we could do is we could replace our thinking. We could replace our thinking with positive things. Or we could reframe. We could, in our mind, make a quick calculation, that's not so bad. Other person didn't mean that. So it's not always possible to reframe, because sometimes there are things that really bother us. And sometimes we have these thoughts irrationally. They just pop into our head and we kind of have that personality we find it hard to get rid of. But we can replace and we can reframe, and we have that choice not to continue on with that thinking process, not to ruminate. The steps are, we first have to be aware sometimes that we're even having these thoughts. Sometimes we are so all over the place, and sometimes we are so not aware, not self-aware, that we don't even realize that we're sort of carrying around. You know, sometimes we just feel iffy, we're not even sure why. We feel agitated, we're not even sure why. So sometimes a good step is briefly to just create sort of a mindfulness of what's bothering us? What's bothering me today? So self-awareness is a good thing, but self-awareness is not enough. When we become aware of that toxicity that we are carrying around in our mind, we have to immediately stop thinking. What do we mean when we say stop thinking? Not like stop doing or stop speaking. We mean replace or reframe. And that's how we control negative thinking. But it's something that we do have to engage in. It's harder than speaking and action, and even those are hard, but it's something that we could at least aspire to and start working on. So let's internalize that a little bit by, first of all, just practicing the art of being aware. So just in your own comfortable space, just to create awareness, turn your attention to your breathing. Just feel that rhythm, feel the breath in and breath out, just to create a state of awareness. Our mind often wanders, so just carefully and gently, if it does, bring it back. Just try to feel your lungs filling with air. Try to feel the sensation of breathing out, in and out. Try to feel and tap into the rhythm of life. Paying attention and being aware, just try to feel where you're sitting or lying. Turn your attention and feel your feet on the ground. Feel Feel the temperature in the room. Is it hot? Is it cold? Are you hot? Are you cold? Just pay attention. Be aware. Now turn inwards and pay attention to your feeling. Are you calm? Are you anxious? Do you feel content or agitated? Are we aware of our emotions? Think of a negative emotion that we think of sometimes. Now practice replacing. Just think of a nice thing. Think of beautiful mountains. Think of people dancing at a wedding. Think of something good that happened to you yesterday. Just invite into your mind a positive thought. Try to feel the emotion connected to that positive thoughts or positive experience. Feel the joy in that positivity. We are in charge of our thinking too. We can make a choice not to dwell and ruminate on the negative, but to invite positive emotion, positive thoughts into our consciousness. So thinking about that, it's difficult, but it's something that we can work on. One of the ways to do that, of course, is to have something ready. Something positive that you wake up in the morning with that you can always use in case toxic emotions or toxic thoughts come into your mind. Don't feel guilty. Be aware that you're thinking negatively, but don't dwell on it. Replace it. Or if you can, reframe. Some of you can try any time that we start to feel anxious or agitated. Just before we end, a disclaimer, of course, I'm not talking about clinical anxiety or depression. These are things which are sometimes crises of mental health and need to be dealt with proper intervention. I'm talking about the normal day-to-day living and weaknesses that we have. Have a wonderful day.